All right. My name is Dagny Deutschman. I'm 26 years old, and today is February 4th, and I'm here speaking with Mike Fulton. That's how you say your last name. Mm-hmm. And we're recording today in Boise, Idaho. So do you want to tell me a little bit about your background and how you're connected to Idaho?
I was born and raised in Idaho. We grew up in like a poor family, so we spent a lot of time out fishing and hunting, and we didn't supplement with that, but it was a large part of our diet.
Yeah, totally.
So it was pretty important.
Yeah.
As far as that.
That's awesome. Where in Idaho did you grow up?
Caldwell.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so you're from the Caldwell area. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you currently live there, or do you like get back there often?
Yeah, I still have a lot of family that lives in Caldwell, and I live out. I technically live in Caldwell, but it's really close to Marsing.
Nice.
Like, we probably live half a mile from the Snake River.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was it like to grow up in Caldwell?
It was rough. It's cleaned up a lot since I was a kid there, but it was pretty rough. Pretty poor communities and stuff.
Yeah.
So
do you feel like a lot of people in that community fished like your family did? Or was like your family was like really gung-ho about fishing in comparison?
Yeah, we were kind of above average. There's when I think about it, I'm like, no, but like when you drive around and you kind of see like the signs of like outdoorsmen, you're like, wow, like I wouldn't expect like a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there's more than you would think, but there's probably not as much as you would hope.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to put it. I've never had anyone say it that way before. I like that though. Do you remember the first time you ever caught a fish?
The first time? I don't, but I would probably have to assume it was probably some stock trout, like in Centennial Ponds over in Caldwell.
Yeah.
It's like old, dredged out gravel pits filled with water, and they just throw trout in there, and bluegill end up taking over and stuff, so it was either bluegill or trout in one of those old ponds.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a happiest memory about fishing that you recall?
Last summer, or no, 2 summers ago, we backpacked, me and my wife, into Frank Church, into the Soldier Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
And we went up there and caught a bunch of brook trout and stuff, and cutthroat.
Nice.
And it was really awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
how long were you in there?
3 days.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, we hiked in and stayed at Helldiver the first night, and then I don't remember the name of the Soldier Lakes, but there was like East Lieutenant and then 2 other ones.
Yeah.
And we stayed at different ones every night.
And what was, like, why is that one of your happiest fishing memories?
It was just so much fun. The water was so clean and the fish were just, you know, so pretty looking. And you could see them coming. Like, I fly fish. My wife hasn't figured it out yet, but she tried to, but she caught fish too. But you could just see the fish like coming up out of the bottom of the lake. And you could just see them, like, just cruising the banks and stuff. And you could just sit on the rocks and watch them.
That's just so cool.
There was just so many fish in there, and the water was so clean.
Yeah.
There was no trash. Like, you didn't see any garbage. Like, there wasn't fishing line everywhere. It's like,
yeah.
So it was nice. Like, there wasn't reminders, and you get all upset. Like, God, people make me so mad. You could seriously just forget about, like, everything and just be, like, there. So it was pretty nice.
That's so cool. It's awesome. I've never been to those lakes before. When I talk about fish or fishing in Idaho, is there a particular person in your life that comes to mind?
Probably my wife. Like, we've connected and bonded over fishing a lot. Like, I took her fishing for the first time and stuff, and
yeah,
she just fell in love with it, and she's a quick learner, so it was just like, I just showed her how to tie the knots and everything, and she just took over for herself. So I don't even help her anymore unless she's got the kid or something, like, strapped to her, then I tie her knots and stuff for her. But other than that, like, I don't do any, I net her fish, that's about it.
That's so cool.
So
that's awesome to have that, like, special connection
with
someone in your life.
And that's, we bonded pretty heavy about it. And like I said, like, the Snake River means a lot. Like, we got married, like, on the old dam at Celebration, or not the dam, the bridge at Celebration Park. Like, we got married on there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And then, just, like, any problems we had, like, the river was always, like, you know, like the mediator for us.
Totally.
And then like we ended up naming our daughter River and stuff. So.
No way! That's so sweet. Oh my gosh! That's so awesome.
It's done a lot for us.
Has she a little fisherman yet? Like, is she a little angler?
Yeah, I take her fishing all the time.
Yeah.
We got this sweet pack, and I throw her in there and take her fishing. She hangs out back there. She's 9 months. We went the other day.
Oh my gosh, that's such a sweet picture. That's awesome. So she's going to be a super angler as she gets older.
I hope. If not, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. But she'll at least appreciate it because you guys love it so much probably. Yeah. And then you said you have a memory about steelhead fishing?
Yeah, I don't have many just because there's just none close enough, so it's not convenient.
Right.
And then when you think about we'll go up to the Clearwater and do some steelhead fishing or salmon fishing, then you're like, it's a couple $100 in fuel.
Totally.
And then the cost for the tax, and then you gotta get all the extra equipment and stuff, and then not knowing the area. So you gotta find a spot.
Right.
You know, so. But we did go down to Oxbow. It was probably 9 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were just down there just trying to trout fish, and it was warm enough to where bass were maybe biting, but probably not. But we were just looking just to go mess around anyways.
Yeah.
And I had this old skiff, and me and my sister went up, and it's called Indian Creek, and it comes into the where the Oxbow comes back around to below the dam, that where the spillway's up there. And we were just fishing where the creek comes in. There's a really nice gravel bar right there. And my sister just hooked into this giant fish. And I thought it was gonna be a catfish or something. I didn't even know there was steelhead, in there. I really didn't know about the types of fish or anything really. Uh-huh. And where you find them. And anyways, so her line, her pole's going crazy and everything. And then we see it. And I didn't even know it was a steelhead. I just thought it was just a giant trout.
Right.
Pretty close to the same thing, but. We seen it, and it was at least 22 inches. It was huge. We didn't have a net or anything, so we weren't expecting to catch anything that big. And so, and she's freaking out, and she's telling me what to do, but she's not paying attention to what she's doing. And it goes under the boat, and her line starts rubbing on the boat. And I'm like, your line's going to break. It's rubbing on the boat. And I tried pulling her line out. And about the time I said it, it hit a rivet and just broke her line.
Oh, no.
And so we spent the rest of the day trying, that spot, trying to catch more fish, and we didn't catch anything.
Wow, so it was just a total fluke.
Yeah, it was super quick, and it was gone, and I was that was awesome. And then ever since then, I asked our buddy Danny, he's this big outdoorsman, we know he's pretty knowledgeable about Idaho, and we asked him where do we go steelhead fishing? He's like, oh, you go here, here, and here, but they're all so far, and it's hard.
It is hard.
So we don't have many steelhead salmon stories, but it's, I remember that one.
That's so awesome. That's cool. One last question, which would be, in your years of fish and fishing in Idaho, do you have any wisdom that you would pass on to somebody who's either learning or just wants to learn more about fish?
Fish are a lot smarter than you think they are.
Yeah.
People think they're just this organism that just eats where it poops and stuff.
Yeah.
And, they can throw these big things out and they'll bite them, but it's they, just if you throw a plate of food in front of someone and it doesn't look appealing, they're not going to eat it,
Right.
It's the same thing with fish. If you want to catch fish, something I learned fly fishing, you have to pay attention, what they're eating and stuff, and
yeah,
detail to your flies, especially when they're not wanting to eat, but they're willing to eat.
Totally.
Type of a thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta, just be patient and thoughtful with what you're doing. And
cool.
You'll be successful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks for taking the time to tell me some fishing wisdom.
Yeah.